Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all walks of life, from all over the world. Sometimes I do sermons from the divine. He whispers the topic to me and tells me when to hit record and when to upload it and share it with you. Sometimes I also share music that he inspires through me to help empower you to find happiness from within. That is the purpose of this show. This is a mental health positivity show to add some mental health tools to your toolbox. So take what you love, leave what you don't, and hopefully you leave better than when you came here. So we've got a very lucky month if you are Irish or celebrate St. Patrick's Day and all of the things that go in the month of March. The Father whispered to me as I'm stuck in traffic here. He said, the topic is, I'm so lucky. I want you to talk about being so lucky. So the first thing that came to mind was learning how to change the phrasing of my life, to change the outlook. And a lot of that I learned from Tony Robbins or those that had trained under him and his friend, Pastor Joel Osteen. So if you're not familiar with affirmations, they are essentially positive phrases. So whatever you're struggling with, you reframe the phrase into something positive. But it has to be real, has to be authentic sounding for your voice. And when you speak it aloud, there's power, and you could actually change your neurons in your brain to start believing that you are lucky, you are blessed, you are loved, which are all true things. So that was the first thing that came to mind. I remember a video that Tony Robbins had done, and he said, you know, oftentimes people that are depressed or suicidal, they think thoughts that are negative and they keep cycling in those thought patterns or the problems in their mind get bigger and bigger and bigger and they magnify. Whatever we think about magnifies, right? If I tell you to think about, don't think about the big pink elephant, and then all you can do is think about the big pink elephant, even though I told you not to think about it. So instead of trying to not think about things, change the phrasing of how you see yourself. So he said, instead of saying, you know, I always make mistakes, why do I keep messing up, right? Your brain is going to answer whatever questions you ask. So be intentional with your questions. And I remember very specifically in this video, he said, how'd I get so lucky? That's a question you should ask yourself, and then be quiet. And your brain will come up with things that you are blessed with, things that you might connect to being lucky. So that is the topic of this show. So I'm going to teach you, if you don't know how, I'm going to teach you how to change some thought patterns to get you thinking more lucky or positive. So first things first, I want you to think about a problem in your mind, something that you are struggling with. Maybe it's in your finances. Maybe it's in your personal relationship. Maybe it's in your fitness or your creativity. Just think of one problem, and I want you to speak that problem aloud. For me, my problem is finances. I have a big expense coming up, and instead of saying, wow, that's so expensive, how am I ever going to pay for it? I budgeted. I wrote out all my bills. I figured it out, and this is something that I believe the Father desires for me to do, to publish my autobiography through TBN's book publishing Trilogy third-party arm, and then pay them for advertising the book on television. They service 2 billion households worldwide. So the amount of money to pay for it is larger than I've spent on anything for myself besides my car and college tuition. This is a big purchase. And so initially I was like, oh, that's a big chunk of change. And I started reframing it to, wow, I can't believe I get to do this thing. I can't believe I get to publish my book and pay people to do all the things that I don't know how to do in regards to, you know, the professional editing and how they make sure the book, the lines of the wording looks tight and good, and design of the book cover, and then, you know, all of the probably millions of followers they have on their social media. How did I get so freaking blessed that they said yes? Like, they don't pick every single person's book. So I changed the phrase from how am I going to afford this to something like, how can I not? Right? How can I not afford this? What am I wasting? Why am I wasting any more time waiting? The book isn't going to release itself. And I did the self-publishing route for my first book, which is ironically Whole Life Affirmations. So if you want to learn more about how to write affirmations, I have a whole book, how I break it down, and there's categories for all walks of life in there. There's examples of affirmations and real life stories, some made up stories, but a lot of them are real life stories from the people that I admire in my life, family and friends. How in the world did I get so freaking lucky? I'm so blessed. So I mapped out the bill, if you will, and I figured out all of my expenses on a monthly basis, and I said, yes, I'm going to do this. The Father wrote through my hands, and I finished writing the book very quickly, first draft, and I edited myself many times. I think I have 12 edited versions where I was adding more, or I was correcting, you know, minor spelling errors, or, you know, a double extra letter that the keyboard typed or whatnot, comma where it didn't need to be. And then TBN's Third Party Arm Trilogy will do their own layer of editing. And I'm very excited. When I did my self-publishing book, though, for Whole Life Affirmations, there was no advertising. I had a team of volunteers editing the book, and that was what I could afford at that time. I was going through a divorce to my first husband, and I had a guaranteed teaching job that I had been let go of, even though I had a continuing contract with the school district. There was a loophole, and they let me go. I didn't do anything wrong. I worked in the district as a coach for middle school athletes, and we took first place. I was good at my job. I was a 0.6 FTE for high school teaching, PE, and the choir teacher covered a Japanese class. It was an online class, and they just needed a certified teacher in the room to make sure the students weren't cheating off of each other and whatnot. And she taught one PE class, and she retired early. She had gotten injured in the PE. And they asked me to cover her two classes for the remainder of the year. So that bumped me up to 1.0 continuing contract. But I had gotten injured at the school and I had used L&I, and so they saw me as a liability instead of an asset, and that's okay. The Father carried me through that season. And at that same time, my first husband and I separated and went through our divorce process. There were amazing people that helped carry me through, and I spent a lot of money on credit cards that I shouldn't have, but I was believing in getting into business and direct sales, and I knew that it took time, and I really wanted to start trusting in myself. And I leaned in, and I started working hard, learning how to use a smartphone and how to operate social media, how to talk to people, how to not be socially awkward. I still kind of am socially awkward, and that's okay. Us homeschool kids, we're hard workers. I've been there, done that with the self-publishing book, and it was great to go through that experience. But with this story, my life story, I had a dream that it would be professionally published. And that the proceeds would be used to help veterans and first responders and their families. I should say proceeds of the royalties, whatever the terminology is. The money when you sell the book that you get from selling to people. Because had I not received protections from the top security teams that protect our presidents of America, I wouldn't be here. So this is my give back to say thank you to their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, their great-great-grandchildren. How did I get so freaking lucky that 18 months into leaning into this calling of Move Happy that I would receive protections from the top security teams that keep America protected, keep our leadership protected and safe, and then was even more blessed and married into this organization. The top security man that protects President Trump. How did I get so freaking lucky? There are some unlucky things that have happened along the journey in the last couple of years. He and I married March 21st of 2022. 32122. And maybe 10 or 15 days later or so, on Easter Sunday, I was asked to leave the house because people had broken laws, committed treason, found our location when he asked to retire. They threatened my business partner. That didn't seem very lucky at all, but I trust the Father. And everything happens for a reason. My husband had a Holy Spirit moment with the Father in the shower a couple days before Easter Sunday, 2022. He said, "Woo-wee-wee!" The Father spoke to me, opened the shower curtain. I said, "What do you mean? You opened the shower curtain?" "Nope. The Father opened the shower curtain and told me I needed to get on your show. I needed to protect you and to validate your story because there are evil people that are telling lies about you, that are making up stories saying that you're mentally insane, Aaron. And I need to stand up for you. You're my wife." I said, "Okay, but I thought you weren't supposed to be on camera." He said, "I don't care what they tell me to do." Okay. I said, I trust you. He said, "I'll put a mask on. I listen to what the Father tells me to do." I said, "Okay." And I said, "I'll share your story and your experience." He said, "You don't have to say my name or anything. call me the unmarked soldier. I said, okay. And we did the show in our living room. He set up the American flag in the background, and we did it on camera. We have audio recording as well as a video recording that's on YouTube. And a day or two after that, my nonprofit partner, she had disconnected from me for a year. She blew up at me. She yelled at me like she's done that before, and so I gave her her space. She reached out of the blue, called out of the blue, and we were maybe an hour and a half away from the house, door dashing, because these evil people messed with my money, and I had to do what I had to do to make some side hustle money. I was in a new area with my husband. We just got married, and so I was applying for jobs, but I didn't have one yet. So we were away from the house. She calls. She starts asking questions about him, and they trace the phone call from my former friend of 7 years, active duty officer, warrant officer. She earned her rank. And I imagine, I haven't asked her specifically, but I imagine, I was trying to process why she would do something like that. I imagine they threatened her and her family and her active duty status. They killed her mother earlier this year. I had rehabilitated her mom from bedridden depression in a matter of a few sessions, where she was getting up and getting dressed and looking forward to going to the library, looking forward to getting her doctor's appointments and flirting with men at Walmart and all kinds of good, positive things. They killed her mother to discredit my story, to start closing loops on things, because there is a competition that I've been a part of. How'd I get so freaking lucky that all these haters, these jealous people, would cheat? Well, some of it, you know, some might say, is not so lucky. It's been beyond taxing on my mind, but the Holy Spirit has carried me through. The competition is, I had found out in October of 2020, they are adding mental health ambassadors to every major nation in the world. And the Father had told me in 2018, long before I found out I was in this contest, he told me my purpose. And I have been very clear on my life purpose and the mission of Move Happy, and that is to help people with depression. I am the world ambassador for mental health, and these people have tried to destroy my story. They've messed with my money. They've messed with my marriage. They messed with my friendships. They've threatened people to disconnect from me, or they've put fear in people, even believers. The fear is not of the Father, so those believers, I would say, are not strong believers, and that's okay. My husband trained me the best. It's been absolutely asinine, though, the last couple years doing this without him, and I believe that I will be seeing him very soon, reconnecting with him very soon, and I keep speaking those kinds of things out loud in my prayer time. Thank you, Father, for keeping my husband and all of his friends, his buddies, safe, keeping their minds alert, keeping their immune systems strong, giving them good sleep, protecting their children and their grandchildren, giving them good grades in school, keeping their anxieties low. I pray for them daily. It keeps my mind sound. It gives me purpose and hope to keep going every day. And I want to encourage you, if you're going through a difficult season, if you've had death threats like I have, you've had people force you to separate from your husband illegally like I have, you're not alone. These people that run America right now are not believers. They're satanic worshipers, and that's all right. Our true commander-in-chief will be back in the White House very soon. If you haven't seen The Greatest Show on Earth by Nick Elvire, watch it. It's free to watch on goodlion.tv. It outlines the capitulation tour that he took to every major nation and how he showed, through satellite footage, crimes against humanity. And he got rid of our debt. If you're an American citizen, consider yourself very lucky. You're about to come into a lot of money very soon. Be wise with your spending. I can't wait to spend money on the publishing of my book. Can you imagine how powerful that story is going to be? The top security team that protects President Trump swore oaths to protect me. They keep looking out for me, and I'm married into this organization. I married the top man. He asked to retire, but some people tried to kill us. I know that for certain, because why would they try to find our location? They don't need to know our location. The opposing team threatened my nonprofit business partner. So he knew he had a job to do and he has a wife to protect. He had to separate himself from me until this election is done with. I'm hoping they'll allow him to retire with dignity. He's not supposed to be on camera, but he broke the rules for me because the Holy Spirit told him to. In our household, we worship the Father. He's number one. And then husband and wife are number two. Kids are number three. We don't have kids together, but that's the order of operations. But he's got a job to do, and he asked to retire, but these people tried to kill, I imagine, President Trump many times. So he had to put a pause on his retirement date. And these people were messing with his wife, so he and the team needed to figure out who was loyal and who's not. Who's a rhino, dino, whatever you want to call those people, who's worshiping Satan and sacrificing and harming children, and who's not. There's a lot of people that you think are alive in the world today that you think are alive still, celebrities, but they're not. Yeah. How'd I get so lucky that all these rich, nasty people tried to get me to join their cult many times, and they can't come near me because I say, no, I love Jesus Christ. In our household, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father of all of us, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Get over it if you don't like it. In America, you have the freedom to choose your religion. And not only am I the global mental health ambassador, my husband owns every title along with me, but we are your chief spiritual officers as well of America. The new title they're adding to get America to connect back to the Father again. In the last few years, the VA has added spiritual health as a part of the holistic domain for a healthy person. They recognize that spiritual health, spirituality, purpose, drive, hope is what keeps people going. Even if you don't believe in God or Allah or Buddha, that's okay. You should believe in yourself, and you should have a purpose for why you're on this earth, a hope that keeps you getting up out of bed every day. And if you don't have that, many would say, seek that. That's very important. If you don't have hope, then there's no purpose to keep going. And that's what people with depression struggle with, is forgetting why they're on this earth. Father healed me of suicidal ideations. I had struggled off and on for 18 years. He healed me instantly. I had lost all rational thought because I had a birth control implant in my bicep for maybe 6 months or so. And I couldn't remove the thought patterns that were so strong in my mind to end my life. So I called the suicide hotline in 2018 And then after that call, he encouraged me to remove the implant. My angel on the line. He said, get this implant out as soon as possible and focus on Move Happy. This sounds like a winner. So I said, all right. And after I got off that call, I got down on my knees and I said, Father, remove this pain. Remove these thoughts from my mind. I don't ever want to be bound by these thoughts ever again, Father. I can't do it without you. And he broke the chains instantly. And ever since then, he has showed me my purpose. I have the gift of prophecy, says in the scriptures, that speaking in tongues is great, but prophecy is better. He gives me visions of the future, positive visions, but he also reveals to me top Illuminati deep state member names, top pedophilia names in the celebrity space. It's disgusting. But he has to share it. He has to reveal it with someone that he trusts. And he trusts me. And I'm grateful. And so that is one of the main reasons, I think, why the team continues to look out for me. Because I didn't know anything about white hats, black hats. But if you watch that movie, The Greatest Show on Earth by Nick Alfier on GoodLion.tv, you will see that they are all about ending pedophilia, abuse of children, sacrificing of children, the selling of organs of children, all of those kinds of things. That is what they are known for, protecting families. And I'm so grateful they welcomed me. They keep looking out for me. And they have seen me grow in the last few years. They have watched me grow into this resilient queen that you see me now as. And ironically enough, the Father gave me that song. Sing a little bit of it? All right. I'm a resiliency queen, mentally flowing machine, never neglecting self-care routine. I'm a resiliency queen. I'm always thinking of you, thinking of how to pull you through. My beloved young kids in the hood. By the way, how is your grandma doing? Never a selfish thought in my mind. Family, don't leave you behind. Resiliency queens protect their tribe. Keep your head up and speak your mind. You're our resiliency, royalty, human being. I'm believing that if she's still alive, I don't know, there's been rumors that she died a long time ago, but if Beyonce is still alive, I believe in the Father desires for me to sing it with her and my childhood friend. And that we each will get 33% ownership. Her husband will professionally produce it, along with Jermaine Dupri, who's Mariah Carey's longtime producer friend. And the remaining 1% will go to feeding the homeless in America, those that are hungry or low income. Maybe they have a home, but they're struggling paying their bills. There's been a huge decrease in donations to food banks from Feeding America. I know this for a fact because my husband and I, right before we got married, we fed 50 families that slept outside in the woods. We got some donations from our local food bank, and I asked the director, I said, are you familiar with Feeding America? He said, oh, yeah. I said, have you guys gotten donations from them? He said, not in a long time. That was a couple years ago. I believe they froze a lot of the monies of Tony Robbins' accounts during this whole Epstein Island thing because he, I believe, is an eyewitness. And I think the last year or two, he started to get his money again. He's done some offerings, but he's started to highlight his wife in coaching women and whatnot. So I think they put a halt on a lot of his money because when you are not for the deep state, they siphon your money. That's what they're doing to Trump right now. That's what they have done in the last couple years to my bank account. Anytime they so choose, they hacked into the entire bank flipped my money upside down and tried to get me falsely arrested with all this January 6th nonsense. I trust the Father. He is in charge of my life. He's in charge of my finances. And we're going to release this book, Choosing Joy, How to Slay Your Enemies Through Love. It's going to be advertised on Trinity Broadcasting Network. I'm not sure where the money is going to come from other than I'm going to be saving as much of my money as possible and being conservative with my spending. I'm assuming that people are going to step up and help us. Tony has some ownership in TBN. He can waive the fee completely if he wanted to. And I reached out to his former chef, who offered to do fundraisers for me and flaked out multiple times because I believe he's involved in the deep state. I don't know. I'm not sure. He could easily say, hey, we'll waive it because what I'm doing, not keeping a penny of the royalties for life, he'd want to be known to be a part of something like that. So I'm sure the team will reach out to him and he'll help if he's supposed to help. And if not, the Father will open another door. My husband told me to write this book. And this is my gift to the world and to say thanks to my husband. Even though he's been gone, I've been staying busy positively, proactively, sharing my story to encourage others to not give up today, tomorrow, not ever. People might say, well, how could you be a Christian and struggle with suicidal ideations? Well, I struggled because I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse for 4 years, chronically a lot from 3 to 5, and then not as frequently. I have a couple of memories up to 7 years old. It is trauma. Sexual trauma is one of the worst causes learning disabilities, delayed learning, cognitive disabilities. They used to think that abused children, their brains would be messed up for a whole life. But now we know about neuroplasticity and the power of changing your own mind and your own thinking. So that's why I'm a firm believer in affirmations, speaking it aloud. I encourage you to do that as well. The Father can heal instantly, though. He can heal if you ask Him to, if you're sincere in your request, and He desires that for you. I had never really asked Him. I didn't ask Him to remove it until 2018, and that's when He did. It says in James chapter 1 that if you ask, believe. He is faithful to give to those who believe. But oftentimes, we don't trust when we ask or we have the wrong motives. So make sure your heart is pure when you're asking for things. That's why I'm believing that when I ask for help with getting the funds to pay for the production of this book, the publishing of it and the advertising fees to TBN, that people will do it with a willing heart to give because they know that when this book is released, it's going to be sharing the truth about the security teams, veterans, and first responders that love America, that don't desire to have attention on them, that don't make a whole lot of money, that I believe had their funding cut. They still do their jobs. They do it with excellence. It's a love story, it's a patriotic story, and it's truth. Many of these people love the Father. Not all of them are believers, but many of them are, and I believe they respect my faith. That's why many of them look out for me and my family, and I'm grateful. This is one book of many books that will be released, and as long as the Father allows it, we'll continue to keep the money flowing to veterans and first responders and their families. And when my husband is returned to me, we'll discuss the specifics of how that will work. Because I don't desire to know who's involved in this organization. but I desire for them to be able to get money to those who need it most. If their kid is going through a special operation, maybe they have brain cancer or something, and the medical only covers a certain amount, and they don't have the money to pay for the best treatment that they really desire for their child. I don't want them to limit themselves on what they can pay for their kids. I want to be able to help out. Or maybe they want to have their son or daughter go to a summer camp to dream bigger, and they don't have the funds. We could just write a check and wait to see. How cool would that be? Build a house for a veteran that lost their legs, an ADA compliant home, so they can wheel their wheelchair around and have minimal issues. Those are just some ideas of the Hope Foundation and how the money would be spent. How'd I get so lucky that the Father could change my thought patterns in my mind to thinking about others and how I can help other people? How in the world did I get so lucky? I'll tell ya. Through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. If you don't have this relationship, this confidence that I have, this connection to the Father and His Son and the Holy Spirit, and you desire to have that in your life, it's free. No one can sell it to you. Just repeat after me and mean it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of salvation. I can't earn it or buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I'm a sinner. I make mistakes, but I don't desire to continue that pattern. Father, please come into my heart and guide my every step. Show me how to love others more deeply. Thank you for this gift of salvation. I receive it. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family. Your next step is to get plugged into a Bible-based church in person. I'm believing that there's going to be more outages of websites and blocking of information. So you need to be connected with other people that are like-minded. Any ask, Father? Okay. Please donate as much as you can afford to for the publishing of this book. Write a check to Aaron Nicole Ministries. Make it payable to ErinNicoleMinisTries. And mail it to 1477 Tiny Town Road. That's TinyTown Road, box number 191. The city is Clarksville, Tennessee, so that's ClarksvilleTN for short, 37042. That is our mailing address for the nonprofit, and we'll be using any donation that you feel led to give. It's going to go directly. I'm going to write a check to Trinity Broadcasting Network, to their, whatever their trilogy publishing arm, wherever they tell me to write the money to. I signed the contract today as I record this as a digital contract, and I had to put a debit card. So I just put my personal bank account on there, but if I get a lot of donations, then I will let them know, hey, I'm going to be sending you a check from our nonprofit account, if you could update that information to adjust for the spending, because I had to also fill in when payments would be taken out and the dates, trusting that I would pay it myself if no one donated, but if you do donate, that will help make it less financially stressful for me, so that if there's any, you know, I mean, I was penny pinching with the amount of money to be paying each month. That would leave me no room if my car broke down or any, you know, unexpected expense or illness or whatnot. So we appreciate you trusting the Father has told you what amount to give. The total amount we need is $15,500 to pay it. And there is an additional, if we get more money, there is an additional extension of the commercial on television that's $5,500 more. If we're able to get more, then we'll certainly put it towards that to get the word out more on TV. But if not, then we'll trust that the Father will grow it just like He's grown everything else in my life. So thank you. Thank you for your prayers. If you don't have the money to give, we love your prayers as well. And thank you. Thank you for being a part of this journey. Love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. Oh, and the Father says to read James 4:3 and 5:9-13. Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. See you next time.